Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL with a special guest. Before I do that, I do want to offer my sincerest apologies to the homie Rob on the YouTube page, because he was the one talking about trying to get his daughter together with a with another girl in her kindergarten class. And the mom was like, nah, I got work over the summer. He said that, I missed this as I was trying to read it too quickly, said she was not that kind of person that he wanted to pursue romantically. And you might have been doing a little much saying this. He said she had a few less teeth than I'm looking for.
Oh, wow.
Woman, which,
oh,
yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That's a... I mean, I get it.
Speaking of the Arkansas game.
All right, very good. We now go around the NFL with a special guest, Mo City's own, Texas A&M alum, and Philadelphia Eagle, which means he is a Super Bowl champion. It's Anaya Smith. What's happening, brother?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, man, doing very well. Excited to have you in. You made it through minicamp. All the pieces are in the right place. Congratulations on that.
So appreciate that.
I want to start here because, you know, I've been doing a lot of Googling of you just to go back and look at some of the other things and, you know, refresh my memory on things like games that you played and such. And, you know, your name is not the easiest one necessarily to spell. The extra I right in there gets me personally. But as somebody who has a name that, you know, could be mispronounced, I always like asking folks, what's the worst pronunciation of your name that you've gotten?
Man, I didn't got Aeneas. The worst, I would probably have to say anus, fam.
Oh, wow.
And not kidding around.
So serious.
Like a teacher?
Man, teachers, sub-teachers are the worst, for sure. Substitutes are the absolute worst when it comes to that.
That's Anaya Smith here, Mo City, proud, of course, Dulles High School, Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the Aggie stuff for obvious reasons. I'm an Aggie and everybody loves the Aggies.
Everybody?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
I did that for his benefit. But let's talk. I mean, you come into the league, fifth round pick, I believe.
Yes.
And I'm sure your eyes are spinning. You look at that wide receiver room and you walk away with a Super Bowl ring, man. you haven't gotten your ring yet, have you?
No, not yet. Not yet.
But what was the season like for a rookie? Everything, they always say everything comes fast at a rookie. It came really fast to you.
Man, it seemed like where I was just at for minicamp, it seemed like I was just there like 2 weeks ago. But I mean, I was. But like, it's crazy because time flew by, you know what I'm saying? It was like I'm looking up, training for combine, ended up going to the combine, and now we here in season. Like preseason seemed like it was just 1 week away. Mm-hmm. And then ended up going through preseason. That was cool experience, you know, going out there, NFL playtime for the first time. Mm-hmm. It was pretty electrifying for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then just going through the season, man, they had put me on IR, so I had to sit for about like 4 to 6 weeks at the beginning. That experience in itself was different, you know what I'm saying? I went through the whole injury process while I was in college or whatnot, but being able to like participate and still not being able to go out there on the field is a different experience for sure. So a lot of learning experiences, being able to watch the guys go out there and be pros, you know what I'm saying, and see why they are who they are, why they're here, was definitely a great experience. Just being able to watch A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, their steps that they took to be able to get to where they are, their everyday habits and routines that they have, is... It was definitely a great experience just to be able to watch. But then being able to do. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, getting the
time,
on the field.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The time that I did have off was good and whatnot, and being able to get my body right. But then once I was able to hit the ground running, it definitely felt great. So, man.
And then you look up and you're in New Orleans.
You know what I'm saying? It happens that fast, for sure. Literally, it happened that quick. Went from scoring my first touchdown to being in the Super Bowl. It was crazy, for sure.
Wow. What can you describe that feeling for me, like scoring a touchdown in the NFL? Because you scored many touchdowns at A&M, SEC, yeah. All of that. But, like, I imagine the NFL feels different, or does it? Is it similar?
That one felt different, I'll say, for sure. That first one in the league definitely felt different, I'll say, because – you know, you work so hard to be able to get to that moment, and it's like the devil tries to take everything away, and you continue to work, you continue to push, and then it's like that moment comes, that opportunity comes, what you gonna do with it?
Yeah.
And I took advantage, you know what I'm saying? So it definitely felt great taking advantage, most definitely.
Now, you just got back, I think, yesterday from minicamp, correct?
Yes, correct.
So it's all fresh on your mind. Take us from last year to this year, because last year you alluded to it. You're looking at that room, and I'm not going to speculate, but I'm guessing there was a part of you going, holy smokes, how am I going to play? To this year, you're kind of in the mix. You know, talk about the wide receiver room and where you're fitting in now.
Right, man. So shout out to all of those guys. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to AJ, Schmitty, Terrace, Danny, all my guys, man, Avery, Elijah, Shoes, all the young cats that just came in. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all them guys. Man, we have a real tight bond inside our room now. You know what I'm saying? Last year, Johnny, I forgot about my dog, Johnny. Not able to forget about Johnny.
That's a room.
For sure, yeah. Man. It's last year, I was a little shell-shocked, you know what I'm saying, starstruck on the fact that I was coming to the Eagles. But now it's just like I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those guys. So it definitely feels good being able to be in a rotation. Oh, my gosh. Not able to forget about my guy, Jahan Dotson. For sure. But most definitely. Man, it's a great experience, you know what I'm saying? A great feeling to be able to know that you're playing with some of the best.
And confidence level now, though? Like, you're in the mix, according to the report.
Yeah, for sure. So, that my confidence has definitely went up, for sure. But I'll say, man, when even last year, I knew, like, I had something, you know what I'm saying? It was just about a matter of time. And now that I am able to get those reps, confidence level has definitely went up, for sure.
All right, we're talking to Anaya Smith here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. By the way, he's joining us ahead of the Exposure Showcase that's happening for, I think it's on the 4th of July, ain't
it?
We'll talk more about that here in a moment, because he's going to be one of the number of NFL pros that's going to be coaching some 8 to 18-year-olds getting a little bit of game or getting their game up this summer. Before we get there, I did want to talk one more thing about the Eagles at the very least. Your head coach, Nick Sirianni, Super Bowl winning head coach. I'm going to be honest.
Everybody
I'll put it like on. Everybody knows what's happening
everybody
here, right?
Smiles.
Everybody knows what
all,
I'm about to talk about.
All five of us.
Everybody like, what's so funny?
Everybody knows what I'm about to talk about, right? Like, I was one of the haters. In fact, I will admit, I still have a little bit of hate within me. I'm going to be honest. But I'm like, man, it feels like very much your coordinators, your position coaches have a, you know, such a hands-on grasp of it. And I'm like, man, what does he do? Can you explain to me, like, why? What makes him a good coach? What makes him such a good coach from a player perspective?
Right. Man, I've been doing my own little, I guess you can call it research on who he is, for sure. But, you can tell he's a different type of guy. He's more so like a player's coach in a way. But at the same time, like, he's an actual coach. You know what I'm saying? He's not somebody that's just going to tell you what to do, this, that, and the third. Number one, he holds himself accountable when he makes mistakes. The amount that he holds us accountable to, like the standard that he holds us accountable to, he holds himself to an even higher standard.
Yeah.
And on top of that, when it comes to like corrections, the accountability, the making sure that everybody's on the same page, he's a great leader in that aspect. You know what I'm saying? He's making sure that things are aligned. And when things aren't aligned, we come together as a team, as a whole, the entire organization, and we meet for hours, an hour, 2 hour, whatever the case is, and we all get on the same page. And I'm not gonna lie, he's a great leader, for sure. He's a
great
leader.
Well, he's working.
For sure.
The other thing is, like, as much as that's the case, I'm one of those guys, and there are a lot of people like this, that when somebody is doing something kooky, like maybe talking to fans in the stands and going off and stuff, I would find it very hard not to laugh.
You'd definitely be in trouble.
What's the mood like when he's doing stuff like that that gets a lot of attention?
I'm not going to lie. I was right there in front of his face laughing. I was right there laughing. I'm not going to lie. I heard the fans all game. Mind you, though, it's not just a one-time thing.
Sure, sure.
Like,
yeah.
Every time we playing at home and something is not going their way, the way that our fans want it, then mm-hmm. they're going to be on our heads about whatever it is. But,
Yeah. Man,
I was right there when Nick had turned around. I believe we went 3-and-out or whatever, mm-hmm. first drive, off rips, booze, like, instantly. Then we got the getting the ball back. I think we went down and scored like 3, and they booed again. And Nick was like, "What are y'all booing for? Like, y'all supposed to be helping us, or like y'all supposed to be on our same page or same team or whatever." Boom, go out, go score. Next drive, he come back like, "Yo, what's up? Like, what was all that?" So it was funny for sure. He has a great personality, you know what I'm saying, and it definitely gets the players hype for sure. So. Just knowing that he's with us just helps us be behind him for sure.
What's your relationship with Kenyon Green? I know that you guys crossed over a little bit at A&M, and now he's going to be a teammate with you out there in Philadelphia. What's the relationship there?
Man, me and KG is real tight for sure. That's my dog, man. As soon as I saw him touch down, I had to give that boy a call, you know what I'm saying? Let him know, like, yeah, we on, you know what I'm saying? And then once we was able to link up in Philly, it's like – nothing ever changed, you know what I'm saying? Seen him, dabbed him up and whatnot, and shoes, we was talking about our plans on where he was about to get ready to move into, all types of stuff. So, yeah, nah, we're real tight.
And I take it he's excited for the opportunity to work with Stoutland and everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. New environment, new opportunity, you know what I'm saying? So he's feeling real refreshed.
Speaking of A&M, we mentioned this off-air. We need to bring it on-air. I was like, Anais, you know, is in the studio. First two things that come up to mind are the Texas Bowl, your game here, and the punt return against Arkansas, which was, you know, I watched that from the house. I wasn't at the game, and I'm standing up like that was a huge score, and all that. But what do you get? Two things. What do you get most asked about, and what really stands out for you in your career with the Aggies?
Yeah, man, I'm not gonna lie. I probably had to get asked the most I've gotten asked about was the Arkansas game. Like, just being able to come back from the injury, going back in the same stadium, like, how did I feel?
That's right, you got injured in that game.
Yes, for sure.
And then came
back that next year, ended up doing what I did. So it was definitely a blessing. That's probably the thing that I get asked the most about, for sure, especially, you know, with the injury and everything that had happened with that. But my most memorable experience would probably have to be the Bama game, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people forget about that because we was not that good that year. But, yeah, we made a statement that day, for sure.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was like, man, I was interested because, I mean, what would you consider your favorite game or your best game? Because I was looking at it, I was like, man, the stats on that game are insane for you.
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably have to say that one. I don't know. It seemed like every time I had played up against Nick Saban, it just seemed like I always had a chip on my shoulder or something.
Did he recruit you?
What I'm hearing is Anaya Smith is a Nick Saban killer. That's what I in my earphones. I don't know if that's how it came out. We're talking to Anaya Smith here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And you come to us, obviously, for a good reason as well. You're not just here to chop it up, even though we appreciate you doing that. You've got this exposure showcase that's coming up on the 4th of July. And it's not just you. I mean, you've got some other pros, Isaiah Spiller, Leon O'Neal Jr., Layton Robinson. In fact, your teammate, Jalen Hunt, is going to be there as well. Can you tell us, like, what kind of, how'd you get involved with this? What are your goals with this that's coming up on the 4th?
Yeah, man. So, first off, just want to thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for the blessings that he's blessed me with. And being able to bless me with a platform to be able to have, you know, the opportunity to do something like this. And just the community around me, man, I'm truly blessed. But it all starts with my parents, you know what I'm saying? They run an organization called the Heaven Bound Christian League. Been running it for 25 years now. This year is going to be the 25th year anniversary and whatnot. So that's kind of why we're doing this 3-day event and whatnot. It's not just a gathering and whatnot, not just a fundraiser and whatnot, but the second day, the camp and whatnot, the showcase camp, that's where we're trying to go ahead and bring an opportunity to a lot of kids that don't necessarily have the opportunity anymore mm-hmm. when it comes to NIL and transfer portals and all of that. So really just trying to be a stamp in the community to let all of Houston know, all of Texas know that they have somewhere to come call
home. You know what I love about that? You said 25 years. So this is, you talk about a blessing. Like, you started this before you knew you were going to have two players in the NFL, mm-hmm. before you knew you'd have the means to get this done. And you know, congratulations, you know, to Maurice and getting that done. Your dad, Maurice. Mm-hmm. do they call you something else? Because they were laughing. Maurice is good?
No, this is not Maurice. Oh, yeah, oh, this is Jesse. This is Jesse.
See, okay. Now, Lopez.
Oh, Lopez.
Notes apology soon come.
Okay.
Because we all look alike.
You thought that was his
Lopez? Okay.
All right. I see you, Lopez.
Raise your hand if you didn't think that was his father.
Excuse me? I don't understand
only
the question.
Anais raises
I don't understand the question. That's being asked right now.
Anais raises it. Y'all are liars. Those two guys right there are liars.
What do you mean?
I thought that was his agent.
All right. So, but it's Thursday golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then the exposure camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then the celebration dinner on the 5th. Mm-hmm. What kind of golfer are you?
A mediocre golfer.
All right. That'll work.
Aren't we all?
That'll work.
Yeah. Like, the people that are good either have too much time in their hands or liars. Yeah. Like, that's what I believe.
Yeah. But, man, anytime.
Yes, sir.
Anytime
yes,
you come sir. In, appreciate you coming in right off the plane, basically, from last night, from yesterday.
Yes, sir. For yeah. sure.
And so just again, HCLSilverLegacy.info is where you check out and have an opportunity of registering. Mo City Proud, because this is happening in Mo
yes,
City.
Yes, sir.
Taking care. And, of course, 8 to 18 is the age. If you got some young ones in your family or ones that you know mm-hmm. that love some football, want an opportunity to get some hands-on instruction right. from some NFL pros. In fact, a Super Bowl champion.
Most definitely. Two of them.
Two of them. Hey, that's right. That's right. I got to make sure. Put Jess in there as well. Sure. Again, the HCL Exposure Showcase, HCLSilverLegacy.info. Yeah, man, this was fun and nice. We got to do this again. We got to link up again. I appreciate you coming through. And make sure that you get some rest, because obviously, as you mentioned, that football season, it goes quick now, don't it?
Most definitely. I appreciate y'all for having me on, man. All definitely right. a blessing. And look, real quick, shout out to the Freedom Center Church, man.
Yes.
They help. They've been helping us with this entire process. You know what I'm saying? They've blessed us with a 52 square feet facility, basically, mm-hmm. parking lots, football fields, planning on doing a huge development mm-hmm. site for the ACL, man, and it's going to be huge. So definitely want to appreciate and say our thanks to the Freedom Center Church out there in Missouri City. And, man, God bless y'all, man. Let's
appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much. Again, HCL SilverLegacy.info for more information. That's Anais Smith, Super Bowl champion, Mo City native, and Texas A&M alum. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about the Astros, because Christian Walker did that thing yesterday. Is this a sign of something to come? Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And, I mean, we were having so much fun with Anais in the break that I was like, you know what? Yeah. Let's do it again. Let's run it back. Anais Smith, Mo City native, A&M alum, and Super Bowl champion with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's been sitting with us here. And I wanted to circle back around because there's something that we didn't get a chance to talk about. That I
regretted
think
two things in that segment. I regretted calling Jesse Maurice.
Fair. I regretted that for you, just
you
to be
are
honest.
Lying almost what? Immediately.
What?
And then Anais, he's going to stay with us, by the way, for another segment here because you mentioned NIL, and I went, dang it. Anais was from the very onset of NIL involved in it. So go ahead, Reggie.
I want to get there. First and foremost, like, what was your experience with NIL? And, like, what did you know going in? What did you learn in the process of it? Because it's one of those spaces that there's a lot of talk about it. I know that me and Lopez have had conversations where I don't even know what to make of the numbers that are thrown out there because there's no reporting body. There's nobody that's kind of corralling these things and really officiating, making sure that this is what is actually the number or this is just something that someone is saying. Like, what was your experience personally with NIL deals in your A&M time period?
Yeah, so like you said, I was part of the first class. I think I was the first class that actually was able to receive NIL, so that was definitely a blessing. But it was different. It started off slow for sure. The game was new, so people were kind of nervous on truly committing to a player and whatnot. So things kind of started off slow. It more so was just trading cards and stuff like that at the beginning. And then it progressed to doing like in-person autographs and whatnot, appearances, and for some people commercials and things of that nature. However, NIL started to blow up once, for me, I noticed once we received the number one recruiting class or whatever that year. I believe that was the year of 22, and man, or 21. I believe that was the year of 21. I forget. Whatever year that was, NIL skyrocketed because now it wasn't just so much about the type of player you were. It was how much money this school was paying me versus how much money this school was paying me. So the stars and all of that went out the water. I feel like 2020 after COVID and guys teams started to go ahead and go into the transfer portal, and that took a toll on the players that were already at the universities, at their established universities that they committed to, because now they're having to compete with players that are coming in from transfer portals and they're getting paid X amount of money while this kid over here that they just signed or that's been here for the past 4 years and has been a starter for the past three or whatever.
Yeah.
And possibly was a walk-on that ended up earning a scholarship and now he's looking for NIL money. And they, you feel me? It took off into, I call it a show. Excuse my language. Yeah. But this is, it's totally turned into something that I feel like it wasn't supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? It originally was supposed to be for name, image, and likeness, and now is about your image and how many followers you have on Instagram and stuff like that.
What was the effect in the locker room?
Oh man, it was bad. That's what I'm saying. With that class that came in, it just seemed like they didn't really care about anything other than the money. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it was for their parents too. Like their parents were sending their kids to the coach that talked the best to them. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, when those kids came in, they thought that they didn't have to go to school no more because it was printed in their contract or whatever, or they didn't have to go to study hall because it wasn't in their contract, or because of something that an assistant that's not even a coach for the university came and promised them on their official visit, or just all types of craziness. You know what I'm saying? And It's fraud, honestly, to me.
Just real quick, Reggie, it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, you like it and you also don't like it.
For sure.
Why?
there's no boundaries. There's no rules and regulations for real on what NIL truly is. Like, a freshman coming in, getting paid $2 million, and then the next year didn't take the team to the national championship or nothing, but he's expecting to go ahead and get $4 or $5 million, and then he has the ability to go ahead and transfer because his feelings hurt because he ain't get paid money or whatever. It's lame to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's real lame. Like, there's no true integrity. Like, when you commit to a school, you're supposed to be committed to the university, not for a short term period. And granted, I get it. Like, kids want to go ahead and go three in college and go ahead and leave. Like, that's the dream, but that's not how it is for everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you look in the past, most kids that ended up going to the league had the red shirt their freshman year because of somebody that was like that in front of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They had true talent. If you look at Alabama and my brother, dudes that Minka Fitzpatrick is a rare one of those guys. But if you look at Eddie Jackson had to sit for like 2 years mm-hmm. before he can actually do something on the field for real. And then ended up coming in, went and played for like another 2 years before. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not the same no more. Kids is just expecting to get handouts and expect that things just come easy because of their stars or whatever, or because of what they did in 707. Like, what, fam? You haven't proved nothing. Mm-hmm. You haven't proved nothing to nobody. And it's great that you have great confidence, but it's like, when are we going to understand that, like, the NFL is not, I mean, NIL is not the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to contracts and stuff like that, like, If they're going to give these kids these contracts, then they need to go ahead and get fined if they're not going to go to study hall, if they're going to get a C on their report card. You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. Like, having a low GPA and expecting to go ahead and still get paid millions of dollars mm-hmm. and do, like, no. They're taking away the human aspect of who we are as humans. Like, we have to work.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I think that that's where I think we all agree on the idea of you need to have more parameters around this, because with it not being regulated, you end up
with this kind of nebulous Wild West where, you know, as you mentioned, people don't know what the right expectations are. There's right. all those things are in this weird space. But I think that that's probably where I'll point back to the showcase that you guys have. Like, it's not just, you know, training on the field for these 8, 9, 10, all the way to 18-year-olds. You guys are going to give them some insight into that college experience, right?
For sure,
as well.
For sure. So, man, with that, we actually have a guest coach, Coach Daryl Dickey, that is coming on. He used to be the former head coach for the University of Memphis and also former offensive coordinator for Texas A&M while I was there. So he's coming to do a segment for players, parents, anybody to go ahead and come and get this knowledge on not just the way college football is going right now with the transfer portal and all of that, but with the NIL, how kids need to go ahead and get themselves exposed or the things that they need to do to get their, basically for the parents to go ahead and get their kids in front of these college coaches and get the knowledge that they need to be able to move about NIL and the new, I guess you can call it greatest system. I forget what it's called, but clearinghouse and all of that. Yeah.
So you'll get that covered for anybody, elite players that are going to be getting NIL. Yes. And you're going to sort of give them the parameters and such.
For sure. For sure. And it's going to be a very detailed segment. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't miss this opportunity. I wouldn't miss that opportunity. The showcase itself is great because, you know, you're getting hands-on work from NFL pro guys and college guys. All of that is great. You know what I'm saying? But the knowledge that you will be able to take away from the end of the experience, like it. Granted, number one, it is a showcase, so we are going to have, like, I wouldn't necessarily call them scouts, but we'll have reporters and people that will do stories on the talent that they see. So if you got some talent, go ahead and come out and show it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be afraid. And learn a few things,
man. Exactly. And we giving away prizes and all types of stuff. I don't know what it is that I need to say to go ahead and get people to come or whatever, but at the end of the day, man, this is a great opportunity. It's a spiritual opportunity to go ahead and come get saved also, because we're not just doing football. Like, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm real passionate about my faith, for sure.
You can tell.
And I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to go ahead and get saved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This world is coming. It's
crazy,
man. It's turning into something that we were all, I don't know if we were all aware, I was, but it's here.
Yeah, and so. Clearly, you know, get back to the NIL thing, we do have kind of up against it here, but you are an Aggie and you committed to the Aggies and you were not going to go anywhere, and that is rare based on what you spoke about earlier. A lot of guys just in it for the money. But I am curious, just my own curiosity, did you have opportunities that you did that you could have, like, you know, forget the Aggies, I'm going to take the money?
I for sure had opportunities. I'm not going to lie. Not going to say who.
Okay. All right.
Man, just know that it's a dirty game that these coaches be trying to play. For sure.
And Jesse Watson, one of the directors for the football camp, I want to get your voice on real quick because, you, as we mentioned, 25 years.
Yeah.
How about just the craziness of starting something out of a passion and it becoming so much bigger because of the NFL people in your life collectively?
I mean, this is a huge opportunity, you know, and again, HCL is about equipping young folks to be better in life all the way around. We do NCAA-focused football camps and combine prep. We're doing academic tutoring and we're doing character development. So we're working on a holistic approach to all of these young folks we have an impact on.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Anaya Smith, Jesse Watson, appreciate you guys. And again, HCL, silverlegacy.info is the website to go and, you know, get more information, sign up. July 4th is when the showcase is, but it's more than just a showcase. There's game being given while your game is being worked on with NFL pros. Appreciate you fine fellas. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all, man, and God bless.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including that Christian Walker big night that happened and what that means going forward. We'll talk about it next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation to Anaya Smith and Jesse Watson for coming in and chatting with us. Man, Anaya's got some real strong NIL perspectives.
He's good,
now,
man.
Doesn't he?
That was excellent.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Made the brother curse.
I mean, you want to say I didn't make.
And he's a very religious type.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is not very fond of the ways in which guys didn't come in and put in that work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. biblical. You know, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's in there somewhere.
That's right.
I've heard
it's
that.
It's in there somewhere.
It's in there somewhere. You flip the pages, you'll get there. All right, you're in the loop. Let's do this. Let's talk about what's popping, including, speaking of very good, how about the Astros putting on the White Sox? 10-2 victory behind some really good pitching by Ryan Gustav, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But if you, I'm going to hit you with an advanced stat, but I think you'll understand why. If I look at the win probability added leaders, the people who had the most impact on, you know, the probability of winning the game, far and away, number one is the man who wears number 8, Christian Walker, who is very much the guy who determined this victory, in part because he started off with a home run.
Yep.
He added in a double a little bit later. Like, Christian Walker was hitting the ball incredibly well in this game, something that he has not done all that well over the season. It's been really an eyesore for him, his hitting. In fact, I was telling Figgy, like, you look at some of the splits, as I did yesterday. I was just kind of looking at the various things as to what's been happening with them.
Yeah.
There's some real nasty splits in there. And a game like this felt like it was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and speaking of biblical, put that in your incense and smoke it, Pope.
Where did that come from? Yeah.
He wore the picture making the rounds yesterday.
He did wear the White Sox.
He was wearing a White Sox cap. Take that, Pope.
Is that because the White Sox are playing the Astros in a hearkening back to the 05 World Series? Is that what's happening there?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, man, remember when I was there for the 05 World Series and they won it?
How you like us now, Pope?
That's right. 10 of them things.
Let me pontificate.
All right.
Get it, pontif?
I do. I thought that was solid. I'm going to be totally honest. But yeah, man, I mean, I know that we were talking a little bit about this, and maybe we could talk more about it as we continue on the program as well, but I'm always, and I know this is like very sports talk radio-y, so I apologize for this, but I do, like, I go, is this a opportunity for a flip of a switch for him, or is this one of those instances, because baseball is like that sometimes, where it's like, all right, this was a good game, and you move on.
Yeah, we've said that.
Right.
You know, the kind of like the one-offs, or however we, I've put it, and we've put it in the past, you know, nothing to see here, it's going to happen. I think I said, like, I hope for the best game sometimes.
Right.
And all that.
Yeah.
This one I'm going to feel a little better about, and it has to do with your effect on me, because exit velocity on Christian Walker's two well properly struck balls. The home run, I think you told me it was 107 plus.
107.6.
Mm-hmm.
106 even was the double. And those were third and fourth on the highest exit velocities on the game. Yainer Diaz was hitting the ball pretty hard himself as well in the game.
Yeah, and so you start barreling it up like that, and I'm just trusting my eyes, not advanced stats. It seems as if...
What you trying to say?
That Christian Walker has been barreling him up a little bit better, even on some of the outs. And keep in mind, at the beginning of the year, when we thought, okay, he'll turn around, he was hitting the ball. He was, you know, what do they call him? Right into the glove. You
right.
Know, he was hitting the ball hard, but making outs. And so maybe this is, you know, Christian Walker had 4 RBI. You know, that's clearly the most he's had this year.
By the fourth inning.
Yeah. But the 4 RBI is clearly the most that he's had this year. So hitting the ball the way he is, barreling it up, exit velocity, 4 RBI. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm not going to say good, but a little bit better about what he might bring.
This question came in, and now I need to see if I can do my due diligence here. That is not his first 3-hit game as an Astro. He's had a couple more. One was April 22nd against Toronto, and another one was the 25th of last month, so not too long ago, maybe a couple weeks back, versus Seattle as well. So, no, it's not his first 3-hit game.
First four RBI game.
I can do that. I can do that check real quick, and yes, you are correct. Yeah. Only 4 RBI game. But yeah, man, I think it's also worth noting all 3 of those games at home, just like the top of his RBI games are at home.
Mm-hmm.
The splits home and away are big for him. The splits righty versus lefty are huge. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, and of course, none of them are particularly great, unfortunately, because of the season that he's had to this point. But, I mean, righty.
Big difference.
I mean, huge difference. Against righties, I think it is. And let me see if I can get this again. Because, by the way, the home and away difference, and I'll use batting average. I'll use OPS. OPS at home, 810. OPS away is a 490. And then if you look at the righties versus lefties again, and, of course, I scroll right past it, batting average of 233 against righties. You want to guess what the batting average is against lefties?
293 against righties?
No, 233.
233 against righties.
Come on.
Yeah, I was.
Has anything
been
happening with Christian Walker for 293?
That's why I asked, because if that was the case, his batting average against lefties would have been like 087.
Not too far. Yeah. 103 against lefties. Yeah, it's a nice 320 OPS against lefties. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that this could maybe be something, as you mentioned, when it comes to exit velocity. Especially of late, looking at it, there's not as much of those hard hits as especially earlier on. There's a few of them as I look at it right now. But yeah, man, having some more consistent hard hits hopefully is a good thing mm-hmm. for him going forward. But yeah, man, I still think there's places where you look at the splits, and playing at home helps a good amount. Hitting against the righty is going to help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that have to get normalized as well for him to be worth what you paid for him, mm-hmm. Even as he brings defense or what have you. But at the very least, this is a good start on getting him back on track, is having this kind of productive effort, because this is the stuff that helped Ryan Gusto as well. Like, these things are intertwined.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just that Ryan Gusto had a good day, which he did. It's because he had run support early mm-hmm. that changes the leverage of the pitches that you throw all throughout his six innings yesterday for him?
Yeah, Ryan Gusto? Six innings, yes. So, yeah. Into the sixth, yeah, for sure.
Into the sixth.
So what you're saying is get your popcorn ready.
How long did you have that one set up? I'm asking. That's a legitimate question. How long did you have that one set up that you were going to say it?
I don't know. I may have thought about that earlier.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It crossed my mind.
that's what I figured.
And oh, by the way, Isak Paredes is still doing his thing. All these guys, and you talk about, you know, maybe a good feeling moving forward. You got your corner infielders, you know, making a little noise. You know, that goes a long way because of where they are in the lineup. You mentioned early runs. You know, early runs can be, you know, you get more at-bats. You get in first inning, third inning, second inning, whatever it might be, to be able to have guys that can drive in the runs early.
And if you want to sock it to the Pope, is a Framber Valdez day on the mound tonight versus the White Sox to see if they can a victory. Oh, goodness. Get a victory. That's like multi-layered against the White Sox in this three-game set. That's a 7-10 first pitch mm-hmm. tonight. Some other things that are popping. We return to the big news of the day. Earlier this morning, Jimmy Ward was arrested in Montgomery County. And of course, it's out of my face, but I think I've said this enough today to know what was happening. It was a felony, or he's accused of felony assault with family violence. Is that ultimately what it came down to again?
Mm-hmm.
And this was at 5:30 a.m. that he was arrested at his home, from his home in Magnolia. And so I think there was an accusation of strangulation is what they're working off of right now. Last I checked, mm-hmm. He was being held with no bail, but I think that there's been some conversations about what that actually might mean. Does that mean that he is not being given bail, or does that mean that he still needs to be seen by a judge for bail to be set? I don't know, but that is the space that we're at. The Texans, their standpoint is we know of it. We're collecting information. No further comments at this point. We'll be continuing to watch that space to see if anything more transpires, because obviously Jimmy Ward, kind of a spiritual lead on the team, a mm-hmm. dude who as a leader on the defense in particular was very vital for you to get this defense to this point, the familiarity he had with D'Amico's defense and so on and so forth. And he is a jack of all trades fill-in guy, as a role guy that if this progresses to a place where he misses time, or even, you know, maybe even larger, maybe is even released or what have mm-hmm. you, again, way down the road. But if that's the case, that would have big ramifications for the Texans.
Yeah, look, you know, we've gone over, you know, what we know and what we don't know, and certainly what the charges, you know, might indicate, might. But there is a very much a Texans, you know, angle here. And I don't use this word, you know, lightly. Integral. He's not your frontline starter. You know, they brought in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They drafted a safety, which, by the way, puts a lot more, you know, expectation and hope on Reed to come in as a safety. Even without anything, you know, that we know is going to happen in the near future with Jimmy Ward, that's going to be a priority. But he's integral, because there's also he can play the nickel as well, and has.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, he was your backup for Jalen Petrie, and he acquitted himself fairly well when you needed him to. At this point, the question then becomes, who is that? Like, Miles Bryan, I think he mm-hmm. did, you know, a little bit pretty decent when you needed him to do some of that as well. But then you're leaning on, are you leaning on Jalen Reed, the sixth-round pick? And then also, maybe less about that nickel perspective, who is stepping in at one of those pure safety spots behind CJ, GJ, or Kalen Bullock should something happen there? Would you have to do some musical chairs where now Jalen Petrie is back playing true safety again?
Ooh, you don't want that, do you?
I mean,
these MJ are all, Stewart's out there.
MJ Stewart is still out there, but those are all questions that would have to be asked in the future, depending on how this particular thing ultimately, plays out. Very early in the process, again, 5:30 a.m. was when the initial arrest happened on day one of this offseason or off time before you get to training camp is when that popped up. Oh wow, I forgot to even mention about the NBA Finals. Maybe we find some opportunity to talk about that. But the Pacers lead 2-1. They did it again. Walked the Thunder down late in the
game. Yes, sirs.
You are getting a lot of enjoyment out of that, aren't you?
He is all about that.
And so we're in this place, man, where I'm looking at this Pacers team, and it feels like for the Thunder, if you do not have this game won at the start of the fourth quarter, you're in trouble. Like, that's the way that this NBA Finals is starting to go. We maybe find an opportunity to talk
about it.
All right. You keep doing this, huh?
He's like that old man in the balcony on Sesame Street or whatever. Just those little comments. Halliban.
What is it? Waldorf and what's his name? Just over there. Somebody said it's not pronounced Bullock. It's one L. Nah, man.
They've said Bullock.
Yeah, that is the information that we've gotten is that he actually, the pronunciation that is correct is Bullock. But I appreciate you trying to help out and always getting involved on the text line 713-572-4610. Kicks rocks. Jalen Reed is the backup safety. Somewhere in between there. Mm-hmm. One of those guys stepping in one of those roles. But yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle back around. Nick Caserio jumped on with Payne and Pendergast this morning, and he offered some insight into the offensive line, including like kind of the common thread that we're seeing with these offensive linemen, especially the new acquisitions. Is that intentional? Was it not? Let's talk about that more from Nick Caserio next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.